In the Middle East today, developments in two ongoing standoffs between Palestinians and the Israeli army. In Ramallah, a Palestinian military tribunal convened inside Yasser Arafat's compound convicted four men for the killing last year of an Israeli government minister. Israel has demanded the handover of the men as a precondition for a full army pullback. And in Bethlehem, nine Palestinian youths emerged from the besieged Church of the Nativity. Some 200 Palestinian gunmen have been holed up there for nearly a month, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Although the Israeli army has pulled out of Jenin and Nablus and much of Ramallah, it has maintained a tight cordon of tanks and troops around Yasser Arafat's compound. The Israeli government wants the men it believes are the killers of tourism minister Rehavam Ze'evi. Ze'evi was gunned down in a Jerusalem hotel last October. Today, a makeshift military court inside Arafat's compound, where the men have been held since the start of the Israeli offensive on the West Bank, found the four guilty of the killing and sentenced them to prison terms of up to 18 years. Arafat himself confirmed the verdict and sentences. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon immediately dismissed the action and renewed his demand that Arafat surrender the men to Israeli authorities. Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat said that in putting the men on trial, the Palestinians were carrying out their legal responsibility in the matter in accordance, Erekat insists, with agreements Israel has signed.
The people who are supposed to be brought to justice are the four people, and indeed they were brought to justice today. And Israel must respect sentences and the passing of these sentences. The fact that Sharon is refusing it and insisting to have it transferred to Israel, I believe, is the pretext that Sharon will use to storm Arafat's compound in order probably to kill President Arafat, because that's his plan.
The Israeli government insists the legal agreements with the Palestinian Authority require that the men stand trial in Israel because the killing was carried out inside Israel. Israel's defense minister called the Palestinian action a show trial. Israeli government spokesman Aryeh Meckel said what the Palestinians convened could not be considered a court.
People who are guilty or suspects of serious crimes in places where there's Israeli jurisdiction must be handed over to Israel. Besides what happened over there, well, it wasn't much of a court and much of anything else.
Meanwhile, in Bethlehem, tense negotiations continue today to try to resolve the standoff between the Israeli army and about 200 armed Palestinians holding the Church of the Nativity for the past 3 weeks. Today, nine young Palestinians left the church, bringing with them the bodies of two men who died during the siege. Israeli authorities apparently do not believe the nine youths were among the gunmen holding the church. But no progress was made on the key issue of the fate of the gunmen if they give themselves up. Sharon says they have the choice of standing trial in Israel or going into permanent exile. Bethlehem Mayor Hanna Nasser, who has been taking part in the negotiations, said the Palestinian side is not yet ready to agree to Israel's demands.
We have so many proposals, but as you know, the ceiling that we were given by our leadership is that we refuse, in principle, the deportation of these people.
And so tension remains high in both Ramallah and Bethlehem, with the possibility of a peaceful resolution slipping away. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.